Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, September 21st. I am your presenter, Lakisha Lavasir. In the headlines, Ministry of Education addresses concerns at Isaiah Thomas Secondary. DFC to launch massive ticket treasure hunt from September 26th to 30th. CDB warning to Barbados, get debt act together. And Syria war, John Kerry urges planes to be grounded. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Beat the clock is on again with even more amazing deals and unbeatable savings from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Go bust the deals. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. pick your discount. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 20% off on selected items, cash or credit purchases. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. we'll pay your VAT on credit purchases 24 months and over. 2 p.m. until BOGO. Buy any item from a selected list and get a second one at equal or lesser value at half price. Hurry on down to Court and beat the clock. 3 days only. Wednesday, September 21st to Friday, September 23rd. Conditions apply. See in store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
The Ministry of Education says it has addressed concerns of teachers at the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School. Reports earlier today indicated that teachers at the school held a small protest for lack of school supplies. But Chief Education Officer Melina Fountain says teachers met for a brief meeting to discuss concerns, after which they returned to their classrooms. She says those concerns have since been dealt with.
Teachers at the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School met briefly this morning to discuss some concerns that they had about school supplies. Immediately after that brief meeting, they returned to their classrooms and school was back to normal for the rest of the day. And since then, the ministry has addressed their concerns.
Today is being recognized as International Peace Day, and JCI Dominica is joining thousands of JCs worldwide in creating awareness of the Peace is Possible campaign. JCI Dominica President Calvia Timofey says peace is necessary for the development of individuals and communities. She states further that peace ensures human dignity and guarantees that humanity is preserved for future generations. Timofey says the Peace is Possible campaign mobilizes young persons to create awareness and commit to creating world peace.
So today, September 21st, 2016, as the world recognizes International Peace Day, we, JCI Dominica, join efforts along with over 200,000 JCs across the world to bring the Peace is Possible campaign that mobilizes young persons worldwide to create awareness, advocate, take action, and commit to an everlasting world peace. The campaign goes beyond observance of Peace Day and aims to build a union of like-minded stakeholders from all sectors of society that are committed to this purpose. We urge all to join the global conversation surrounding peace on social media with the hashtag #PeaceIsPossible. JCI Dominica believes in world peace. We believe in unity. We believe that peace is possible in our world.
Patrons of the World Creole Music Festival are being told to look out for a massive ticket promotion which will run from September 26th to 30th, 2016. DFC consultant Val Coffey says the ticket treasure hunt will give patrons a final opportunity to purchase their season tickets at an attractive rate of $250. However, he says these tickets will be sold at non-traditional ticket venues and patrons must listen to the radio or log on to the DFC's Facebook page for clues of these outlets.
We really want to encourage as many persons as possible to take advantage of the Friday specials, but there's going to be a massive promotion that we're going to be launching from the week of the 26th to the 30th. It's going to be a ticket treasure hunt where you're going to have to listen to the radio and of course be tuned to our Facebook page with our partners where we'll be putting clues there are going to be a number of outlets in Roseau that are not traditionally ticket places that we sell tickets. They are going to be the ones that are going to be having this ticket special that will be available at a very attractive season ticket special price. But you have to find in that treasure hunt these outlets. We also be having an outlet in Portsmouth. We would be having an outlet in Marigot, and we would be having an outlet in Grand Bay. So this ticket special treasure hunt will be for 1 week, from the 26th to the 30th of September. It will be basically island-wide. It will be at the special price that you all want it to be, which is normally the $250 price.
OECS Chief Justice Dame Janice Pereira says lack of proper facilities are negatively impacting access to justice. She made those comments as she issued a call for OECS member states to urgently address the issue of dilapidated, archaic, and dysfunctional physical facilities. Justice Pereira says the courtrooms and other facilities in many member states and territories are in deplorable condition and have been for several years. This, she says, continues to hamper the court's progress in fulfilling its mission.
The Halls of Justice project, formulated by the court for the construction of adequate court facilities, has been put forward, discussed, and regretfully is still being discussed for more than a decade. If our citizenry is to truly enjoy access to justice in a way that is effective and meaningful, these deficiencies must be addressed, not another decade from now, but as a matter of urgency. Much of the e-technology which the court wishes to utilize for bringing greater efficiency into the system and for streamlining and simplifying various court processes that are more beneficial to the public are simply incompatible with archaic, dilapidated, and dysfunctional physical spaces and buildings, which lead to frustration on the part of court users and leaves much to be desired in instilling a sense of purpose, importance, and confidence by the public in the courts. Lack of proper physical facilities continues to hamper the court's progress in fulfilling its mission and thus negatively impacts access to justice.
OECS Chief Justice Dame Janice Pereira, she was delivering an address at the opening of the new law year Tuesday via a simulcast from St. Lucia. Agriculture Minister Johnson Drygo says government is strong in its belief that agriculture will remain one of the key pillars of development growth in Dominica. Drygo says building a more resilient agriculture sector is also vital to the government. He says this is among reasons the government implemented the recent loan facility, which was placed at the aid bank for unlending to farmers.
But for us in agriculture, building a more resilient agriculture is also very important. As you know, agriculture plays a significant role in the growth and development of this country. And you know, government were very, very specific in the budget presentation as to where we were going with agriculture. As you know, we strongly believe that agriculture will remain one of the key pillars of development in this country. Mm-hmm. And we were very excited to launch this program recently, and the facility is now established in the Egg Bank, and farmers are already engaging themselves. Egg Bank itself is going out in the respective communities, meeting with farmers. This will continue, and we're doing everything in our powers to ensure that our farmers get the resources they need. As you know, farm labor in itself can be very expensive. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most expensive components within the sector, farm labor. And the cost of inputs, farmers needing inputs on a regular basis to keep their farms going. And as we work in the synergies in the sector, working with Ministry of Trade, secure additional markets and working with other structures like Renfresh and DNFTU. We're very excited about where we are going within the sector, but especially as it relates to the contribution from the budget for agriculture.
In more news, President of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Dr. Warren Smith, has sounded a stern warning that Barbados was not yet out of the proverbial economic woods by a long shot. In fact, so worried is he about the country's worsening debt situation that he suggested front-end adjustments were urgently needed to correct the economic slide. In a frank interview with Barbados Today, Smith also described the island's overall fiscal position as unsustainable, while cautioning that if left unchecked, it would be untold damage to the Barbados dollar. With that said, Smith did not shy away from the dreaded P word, privatization, naming Grantley Adams International Airport and the Bridgetown Port as naturals for divestment. And the U.S. Secretary of State has called for all planes to be grounded in key areas of Syria to save the truce there following an attack on an aid convoy. In a blistering speech at the United Nations, John Kerry said the future of Syria was hanging by a thread. He said Monday's attack, which killed 20 civilians, had raised profound doubt over whether Russia and the Syrian government would live up to the terms of the ceasefire deal. Moscow has denied being involved. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Ministry of Education addresses concerns at Isaiah Thomas Secondary. DFC to launch massive ticket treasure hunt from September 26th to 30th. CDB warning to Barbados, get debt act together. And Syria war, John Kerry urges planes to be grounded. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.